thing is, there is no single definition of Wall Street, and broadly understood, it encompasses local bankers helping fund Main Street delis and barbershops, as well as the most voracious corporate writers and insider traders. The professionals in the business would define Wall Street as the wholesale sector of the global financial marketplace, including transactions in securities, syndicated bank loans, and various other financial products that occur between large corporations, governments, and banks, says Roy Smith, professor at New York University's Stern School of Business. This is not confined to the four-block radius of Wall Street in New York City. It's a global thing. That definition implicates a few presidential candidates as Wall Street co-conspirators. On the Republican side, John Kasich worked for Lehman Brothers in Columbus, Ohio from 2001 to 2008, the year Lehman collapsed. Jeb Bush was an advisor to Lehman and to the firm that bought some its assets, Barclays, BCS. And Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi, is a Goldman Sachs GS executive in Houston, only while her husband runs for president. As for Democrats, Hillary Clinton earned nearly $4 million from 16 speeches she gave to financial firms between 2013 and 2015. A rich payday that some critics take as evidence that Clinton is an honorary banker, a major liability in the current climate.